This course will be taught by Mary Ann Velasvarin, also a student of MENREM, right? Also a student of Master of Environment and Natural Resources Management. And while I was reading her presentation, parang kahit ako na-convince, oh, take ko kaya to. Well, this is close to my heart then because I'm also an organic farmer like Brian and my friend Dan and Paolo and Doc Rina. We're really practicing farmers. Hawakan tayo ng kamay mamaya. Puro kalyo yan. Okay? Puro kalyo yan. So, kakaiba yan. Nagulat nga si Doc Rina, nakita formal ako eh. Kasi usually, naka-green lang ako lagi. Okay, so this is very close to my heart, itong topic na to. So, maybe mga organic agriculture graduates can take this after graduating from that kasi this is the next step. This is more on natural resources management. So, sabi ni ma'am, climate change forces us to think of it in terms of food security. When we eat rice today, let's think of the farmers, the soil, the sunshine and the rains, its effect on our situation as creatures who need to eat and our role as citizens who need to be more responsible. So, RecRenRem provides us an opportunity to appreciate climate change in a deeper sense and in the context of food security. Okay. So, our serving today, learning goals, course content, this is what we will talk about, course content, methodology, study schedule, and requirements. Okay. The online course is designed to introduce you to the core concepts, methods, and tools in climate change mitigation and adaptation, particularly in the context of food security, agriculture, and natural resource management. At the end of the course, you should be able to, one, explain the science of climate change and what it is in the context of food security, agriculture, and natural resources management. Discuss the concepts, methods, and tools that are currently being used in agriculture and natural resource management vis-a-vis climate-related challenges. And three, discuss and apply tools, practices in climate-smart agriculture within the sphere of sustainable agriculture. I think this course, hindi mo talaga siya ma-appreciate kung hindi ka talaga practicing na farmer. Kasi for non-farmers, climate change is more ang init ng lamig. Pero pag farmer ka, pag dependent yung crops mo sa panahon, maapektuhan ka talaga. Kasi you know kung kailan masastunt yung growth ng vegetables mo, kung kailan malulunod. So like me, before then, yung climate change sa akin, more on temperature issue lang. Pero nung nagtatanim na ako, naramdaman mo na yung effects na pag masama yung panahon, wala kang tutubo, yun, medyo, hindi lang medyo, sineryoso ko talaga yung ano, how we will be able to contribute dun sa, to take care of the ecology of the earth. Okay, so, this course has 5 modules. One is rains and grains, VT, you know. Climate change and what it means to agriculture. Lesson 1 is plowing through the basics of climate change. Lesson 2, rains and grains, climate change and what it means to agriculture. Lesson 3, when winds blow and rivers run their course, adaptation and risk management. Module 2, reaping the harvest, are green policies working? So lesson 4, cultivating the right policies, global context. Lesson 5, changing seasons, gathering strength, lessons and reflections from country experiences. Module 3, planning for adaptation, what do we need to know? Lesson 6, threshing and sifting through vulnerabilities. Lesson 7, working together for good harvests, the basics of economic valuation of climate change impacts. Module 4, changing seasons, planting seeds, sustainable agriculture and climate change. Lesson 8, firmly rooted, committing to sustainable agriculture. Lesson 9, nurturing seeds of hope, conservation and natural resources management. And the last one is module 5, towards a secure future, climate smart agriculture. So securing our future, climate smart agriculture. Think of RWSA. It's reading, knowledge products, writing, assignments and module summaries, sharing through online forums and applying our learnings through a final project. This is how we will learn the course, through the RWSA method. So this is the schedule. So from January 24 to 31, orientation, meet and greet, wala siya. So January 31 to Feb 14, module 1, 14 to March 7, module 2, March 7 to 28, Module 3. March 28 to April 18, Module 4. April 18 to May 9, Module 5. Okay, and this is the schedule for the requirements. So you have 2 assignments and a final project. Okay, sabi niya dito, how to measure our success. But first, getting high grades or the certificates should not be our end goal. They're nice to have, of course. But let us aim for genuine enjoyable and deeper learning. What we learn from this course should matter to our lives as citizens, mothers, fathers, daughters, sons, sisters, brothers, and wives, husbands, or partners. Okay, so this is how we measure our success. So requirements, reading with deep understanding, discussion forums, assignments, module summaries, and the final project. So discussion forums is 30% of your grade, assignment module summaries is 40%, and the final project is 30%. Okay, so she has this end quote. So, soar high, embrace the clouds, and kiss the soil. Your thirst for knowledge will bring you joys that no one else can take from you. But most of all, give back to the earth. So be the best that you can be. Okay, 2015 is really crucial for us because we were warned na El Nino season ngayong 2015. So, ngayon malamig-lamig, but be prepared for a long drought. Okay? So, be prepared for a long drought. It's really wise to take organic agriculture, yung course, and this one. Kasi there are many ways to plant na you don't have to use as much water. So this is the perfect time to understand ecological systems, biodiversity, alternative farming techniques. So we need all the knowledge that we can get to really compete with conventional farms who's really taking the profit from the smallholder farmers and the backyard farmers. So usually kasi yung mga nag-organic comes from small farms, okay? And our problem is we don't have market channels for it kasi we cannot produce for example, a grocery store or a supermarket every day, okay? And we have to put premium prices on our produce kasi yung conventional farms, kaya nilang babaan yung presyo kasi they can mass produce their products. Okay, so maganda dito sa UPOU, you meet your classmates, you network, and you can collaborate and work together. So that's what we have been doing for a long time now, collaborating with fellow students. Yung iba, nag-enroll dito, hindi para makakuha ng grade or ng certificate, gusto lang nila mag-network, connect to the right people. And FMDS is a good department to meet those people. And as you go along, learning sa FMDS, ang dami mong skills na matututunan. Matututunan ng accounting, business planning, and eventually you'll see yourself farming. Okay? Farming and feeding your family. And in the end, it's really just serving the community. Okay? And your family. So that's it. I guess that's it. If you have questions, you can look for Ma'am Velasvarin. Not me, okay? Okay, thank you.